This is a podcast for Above Top Secret on the BTS.talk feed. In reply to Thomas Crown and his questions, who are you and what do you want? Oh man, I'm going to possibly have asked a more difficult question. And I don't know. Just to be upfront and honest, I have no freaking clue about either one of these questions. You know, one thing I do have to say Thomas Crown, you sound like Fred Thompson. You, I don't know if you know who that is. Actor, used to be like a senator too. Just a thought. Google him, you know, listen to his audio clips, people. I'm telling you, we're talking to Fred Thompson here. Who am I? 27. Give my age, whatever. So I could be discriminated against for being young here. 27 years old. No. Married, kid. And honestly, I don't know really who I am yet. I guess I'm going to try to quantify who I am here. I first should define myself. From there, hopefully I have an answer by the time this podcast is over. You know, even defining myself is pretty tough, to be honest with you. I guess it'll give you some historical background. High school, girlfriend from high school. I'm not ashamed to admit this, so got her pregnant, okay? But we both said, you know, it was best for the babies if we hang it out. So me and her stuck it out, and next Tuesday it'll be 10 years together. So, ended up having a child, my son, got married, all that. So, I mean, it turned out to be, like, the greatest, I guess, you know, that's a good way to define myself. Defining me is saying that, you know, I am defined by my mistakes, if that makes sense. Like, it seems like every time I make mistakes, things have to be torn down and then rebuilt. And so, I guess the best way to know me is to wait for me to make a mistake and see the real me as I tear all the crap off and rebuild myself. But, you know, she had a full ride scholarship and all this stuff, and I wasn't really going anywhere in high school, so we made a pact, and that was she goes to school, and she earns the education for the family, and I earn the bread for the family. So for the past 8 years, I've been working two jobs, and she's been going to college. She's now at grad school, and she is, end of the year, she will have earned her PhD in psychology, and then she'll go to work, and then I'll go to school. What for, I don't know, because I'm kind of faced with, you know, the question hits me, your questions, Thomas, hits me at the wrong time, because now I'm coming off of 8 years of just working two jobs. You're who you are. And everything about you is defined by the fact that your job is to provide for your family and nothing else. I mean, everything else was sidebar for these past 8 years. Going out with your friends, getting a new car, you know, all of it. I mean, I'm talking to guys who are dads here, so I'm not really telling you anything you don't know. But everything else is irrelevant. The only thing that matters is, you know, making enough money to bring the family home, you know, bring money home for the family, and then being there for your family at the same time. So now my son's getting older, he's starting to go out with, you know, hang out with his friends on the weekends, spend night at their houses, you know. He's doing more and more, and I'm starting to begin, even I guess 8, I know it sounds early, I would have thought it would happen much later, but it seems like there's already a little release going. I hear people talking about when, you know, the kids are 16 and, you know, the beginning of the empty nester syndrome. I kind of understand, because I feel a little bit. Before, I mean, he was always at the house, we were always there to take care of him. Now, I mean, he gets up in the morning, he gets himself ready for school, takes a bath. You know, it's kind of weird. Maybe he's very mature for 8. I don't know. So, you know, who I'm going to be and what I'm going to be in the future, I don't know. I mean, I have 100 different ideas, and none of them seem like great ideas, and at the same time, they seem like excellent ideas. Everything from theology major to business, yeah, I don't know. And then on top of all that, for 8 years now, I've been working with my father and our family business, which is cabinetry. We design kitchens, bathrooms, entertainment centers, whatever. Anything with wood, we build. He's now approached me about having me start up another company to basically build high-end exotic furniture pieces, which has always been kind of, at least not always, for the last 8 years, doing the job that I've been doing with him, that's always seemed like a cool idea. You know, it would beat the heck out of sitting at a desk all day and either working on designs or figuring out who screwed up the network or, you know, any of the other parts of my job. The idea of sitting out in a warehouse or a shop by myself with music and tunes playing, refrigerator with some cold buds in it, and just designing my own pieces is kind of cool. I never consider myself an artistic type, but this might be a good time to start. Anyway, so now I'm looking at, well, do I want to do that? Do I want to go to college? You know, I don't know. I guess, you know, I've been able to quantify my mistakes is what defines me. My wife and kids define me. I guess I need to throw some personal things in there so I don't look unbalanced as a person. Definitions of me, things I do, I guess pleasure, because work isn't pleasure to me. Work is just work. It's neutral. I don't know, man. First, the only thing I do is go over with my buddies and go to fights, and I kickbox and take jiu-jitsu. I don't plan on being like some weird Ultimate Fighter guy. I just take it for actually the fun of it. I guess the only thing I can define myself right now, it's really my passion. That's for like 4 years now. So, that's kind of shallow. I don't know. I don't really know. I don't really have any these deep existential things I do. I guess being a father is enough. I don't know. A husband. Really, frankly, being a husband right now with her finishing up this last year and the stress she's under has been pretty much a full-time job as well. I mean, she's good about it. She knows she's being difficult and anything, you know, so she'll, like, you know, take the trash out or something and not give me as much crap because she knows that she's been biting my head off every day. But I understand. I mean, this is the fourth quarter for her. I guess I'm a wanderer, you know. I'm not really an explorer. I just kind of wander around. And that phase of my life is now officially coming to an end, so it's a little scary. I know who I'd like to be, and that's a more disciplined, dedicated individual. I know some people around me always argue when I say stuff like that. Perhaps it's like benevolent heretic and her saying, stop saying I'm not funny. It's kind of the same thing. I don't know. I just had this opinion that whenever you feel that you've completely fixed yourself, it's probably when you've got the most wrong with you. So a little bit more, you know, self-depreciating than most people. There you go. It's not self-depreciating. I don't like talking myself up. So maybe that's why most of this thing's about stupid crap and I define myself as making mistakes. I'm a lot more stable of an individual, I know, too, because I live with someone who's a psychologist. And once you live with someone that's a psychologist, you better fix your crap right now, or she'll start doing it for you. Of course, the joke is always amongst us is that women already have Jedi powers over their men. You know, they all have that natural ability, you know, where now all I have is she just kind of waves her hand in my front of my face and says, you know, you need to take out the trash. You're not the ones you seek. Sorry. Anyway, I guess that's pretty much it. I mean, I'm just a 27-year-old man trying to take care of his family and hopefully find a job that will define and help define me, you know, because I don't feel my definition's totally complete. So that's about 8 minutes and, 40 seconds of me saying, I don't know. And this is Imperial Americana, and this is my reply to Who Are You, What Do You Want? Podcast on BelowTopSecret.talk, authored by Thomas Crown. Thanks.